Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Players Only with Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
Nice slant route. This is a business decision. You know you're going to take a lump.
And former linebacker Sean Barber.
There's a thing called street justice. You take care of yours. Yeah. You take care of your family, take care of your chicken, take care of your money.
On your official broadcast partner, the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom? Chiefs family, Kansas City, we are back in the building, Players Only, just like we come each and every Thursday during the football season. And I have to say, before we really get into it, this might be the toughest show that I've had to do. Not because Barbershop ain't here, that would make it easy, but I got my boy, fellow Jersey brother, Desmond Moses in the house. What's up,
yes,
Des?
Man, glad to be here.
But
let's do it.
I'm saying, man, this is tough. Here's why it's tough.
What's that?
And the phone lines, don't forget the phone lines. Text lines open, 913-586-7610. Desmond, I know you and I didn't play together. We didn't play during the same era.
No.
I was somewhat of a trash talker.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's Jersey in us, right?
I'll talk to folks.
But as you may know, like I do, it comes a time when it's not about talking no more.
Right.
About it's about action. The business, right?
Yeah.
And some people handle, when they get past that limit, they handle it differently, right? I was personally the type of player where, okay, I'll talk, but you got to be more careful when I'm silent, right? Mm. Because that means, like, I've gone to a different place, right? And now with the Bengals talking trash, calling Arrowhead, Burrowhead.
Mm.
Like it's going to be tough for me. It's going, like, I got to realize that I'm a broadcaster, yo. I got, like, because my body and my brain tells me to go into that dark place and don't say nothing. But I can't do nothing about it no more. Like, I'm not going out on the field. But just the mindset is the same. It's like, okay. So, like, earlier this week, I saw the Burrowhead video. I don't know if you saw that on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I retweeted it, and I said, okay. Like, that's the words I had. That's all the words I could drum up for that disrespect. Was, all right. Like, it was like, all right.
But those guys have had success. You know, he got a reason to be a little bit cocky right now. But I don't think this Sunday is going to work out for him. I'm going to just say that. You know what he did in 2022, but this is now 2023. So I hope the Chiefs bought that action too this Sunday.
All right. Like, Julio.
You done talking.
I don't know. We got like 50 minutes of commercials, because, like, that's how I feel right now. I feel like, okay, like, we could give a lot of sponsorship money right now on the air, because, like, I don't have much. But I'm going to battle through it, Des. You know what I'm saying?
Let's do it.
My man Barbershop's not here. I believe he went to the East-West All-Star game. I think he's kind of doing some things like that. So he's still connected with football. And so I had to go to the bullpen again to get my brother here, Desmond Moses, former linebacker here with the Chiefs, as well as the Green Bay Packers, Jersey Cat as well. So we got to stick together there. And before we really dig deep into the Bengals and I have to be professional. I guess we got to look back on this Jaguars game and the divisional round win. Obviously, the big story come out of that game is Patrick Mahomes and his ankle.
Absolutely.
But before we get into that part, like, what were your thoughts about just the win and getting back to this fifth straight AFC championship at home?
Well, it was critical. You know, Kansas City, first off, for a team to get into that position year after year, it's difficult to do. You know, in the National Football League, it's a war of attrition. To stay healthy, you know, to keep your stars healthy. We had a little scare this past Saturday, but that's football. You know, mm-hmm. It's a dangerous game. Guys go out there and sacrifice their bodies, their minds, in order to play this game. So, you know, there's no guarantees that you get back to that position. So kudos to Kansas City for that, obviously. But I think they had that Jacksonville game under control from the jump.
Oh, yeah.
And there wasn't really a point where things got shaky outside of that Patrick Mahomes injury. Now, there's a lot of talk around that. Was it intentional?
Yeah.
What you think?
So, yeah, I definitely want to dig into that because I went at it. They could tell you. So, one thing, we had a Saturday game, like you mentioned. So, I had Sunday and I was relatively bored. So, normally when I'm bored, I challenge people on Twitter.
Okay.
And I go back at them and, like, I posted the video of the hit. You've been in that position.
Oh, yeah.
Rushing the quarterback, hitting the quarterback, having big old lineman pushing on you.
It's tough.
You know, you going full speed at something and then having to stop on the dime, you leaving your feet, all that stuff. So I say all that to be saying, and I even got people saying, you're supposed to be a Chiefs fan. What are you going, like, what are you supporting Arden for? I'm like, I'm supporting football and real plays. So to me, it wasn't a dirty play.
Right.
To me, like, when you think about physics, you think about the goals of what you guys have and what you have to grind through as a pass rusher and a defensive player.
As well as the rules.
As well as the rules. Like, it's tough.
Yeah.
And what my message ultimately was to tell people and the fans out there listening, don't let slow motion fool you. Slow motion is the detriment to reality for a lot of fans in regards to late hits, good hits, bad hits, helmet to helmet. Slow-mo will give you a false reality of what's physically possible when you are running full speed at somebody and you leap and leave your feet trying to go for a ball. Now you are 240 pounds
in the air
coming down, and because slow motion says his eyes look down. Like, my eyes look down. My eyes look down on the bed when I jump in, and I still sit on the remote. Like, you know what I mean? I still sit on a hanger. So, like, there's things that are just not, from the physics standpoint, but physically not possible to do. So I am not saying that, you know, I'm going to vote Arden as defensive player of the week, Key, defensive player of the week. What I am saying, let's be realistic. In that, to me, that wasn't a dirty hit.
No. And I had the same type of conversation with a guy on Twitter. And, you know, he's like, well, he fell straight down. And I'm like, look, you got to understand the amount of rules these guys are trying to follow. You can't hit him high. Can't hit him low. You can't drive him to the ground, which is considered a form tackle. So defenders are forced to pull quarterbacks down. I mean, it's the only choice that they have in that sense that, you know, if I land on this guy, it's going to cost my team 15 yards and a penalty. I have to jump on him and then try and fall straight down. It looks and sounds ridiculous, but that's a quick snapshot of what it looks like to try and tackle and sack a quarterback in today's NFL.
And as much as we would like to say that guys are 100% focused on football and you're making plays, we're also human.
Yeah.
They made, I believe it was like $40,000 last week to play in that game. Everybody. So everybody, just for the listeners out there, in case you didn't know, every player makes the same amount of money during the postseason. Whether you are the first player starting quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, or you are Chris LeMond, who just got released and played as a special teamer. Everybody got the same check for the postseason. And that was somewhere in the 40s. I believe it was like 41 for the wild card, maybe 49 for the divisional or something like that. That's gross.
Right.
Net is roughly half of that. When you're talking about taxes and your agent fees and all that stuff.
Exactly.
So you played that game for, let's say, $20,000, $25,000 at the most. and you get fined for hitting a quarterback $15,000. Like, I'd like to say that that doesn't come into play in guys' minds, but I can't say 100% of the defenders in the league don't think about that.
For sure.
So if you are that linebacker, you're going after the quarterback, you're being pushed by Orlando Brown, he's 300-something pounds, your objective is to get to the quarterback moves, so you're trying to move with him, the game is full speed, you see him bring the ball up to throw it, you jump in the air to jump at the ball, you try to keep your head away from his head because you don't want to hit him in the head, so you hit him in the shoulder pad, squeeze him, another force is coming where they squeeze him from the other side, right. So just like if I ran and jumped into this wall, I would not go through the wall. I would hit the wall and drop straight down. You drop straight down. And unfortunately, I'm not thinking about, oh, his legs are there. Let me move out of the way. Because first of all, it's not physically possible.
Right.
And second of all, like, that's the least I'm worried about in regards to how I fall, because I don't want my leg to be twisted underneath or something like that. So all in all, that was a big play. I just wanted to clear the air because I got so many comments on Twitter about that I was, you know, being a detriment to the Chiefs or whatever. Like, football's football, and there's reality within football. We play it. It's a dangerous sport. You get hurt. Injuries are part of the game.
Yeah.
But I was immensely impressed with how the toughness that Patrick showed in coming back in the game. I have the job of being in the booth and calling the game, so I have a great vantage point of looking down on the sideline. We have Josh Klingler, our own 6'10's Josh Klingler, down on the sideline, giving us updates, injuries, et cetera. Mm-hmm. We're watching, and I saw Patrick Mahomes sit down for maybe 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And you've had ankle injuries. I've had ankle injuries. You have a high propensity to sit down because you want to rest it and flex it, and that's a bad thing because if you still stay standing up, you're moving around, that's a positive. Fact he kept it loose, stayed on the sideline, was throwing, even while Chad Henne was in the game. So I'm not surprised, even in the locker room. I did the post-game interviews. I'm interviewing other people, not Patrick. I'm interviewing, you know, I think I interviewed Juju Smith-Schuster. I interviewed a couple of defensive guys. And Patrick's walking around the locker room and joking with guys.
Right.
And if you remember like I do, when you're injured on the field and the game is over, mm-hmm. where do you go?
Straight
to the training room.
Yeah.
And you stay in there usually until the media leaves or something like that. So the fact that he was still out amongst all the fellas told me this ain't that serious. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that he's going to be 100%, but it's not that serious.
You know what I found interesting, too? Even just watching the TV copy, I watched it at home. It was like, you know, people have this perception of Patrick Mahomes making all of those cool plays, making all of those cool throws from all the different platforms. You know, I think Saturday was one of the first times that I really gained a respect for Patrick as the competitor, mm-hmm. as a football player. We never really seen him deal with those type of, you know, physical challenges. But like Dana just said, this guy never sat down. He was barking at Andy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Look, you got to put me in, man. Look, I'm not, you know, I seen him over there with, you know, the training staff. And this guy was just stuck. He was stuck on going in. He would not let his team down. And that's one of those characteristics that you love in your quarterback, especially when his name is Patrick Mahomes.
And that attitude is infectious.
Oh, 100%.
It's contagious.
100%.
Because we've both been on sidelines where, okay, I think I'm giving everything I got. I think I'm dialed in. And then I see somebody that is, you know, like the bloody sock, you know, in baseball. I forgot the pitcher's name.
Curt Schilling.
Yeah, Schilling, yep. Pitcher, bloody sock. You see something. You see a guy, you know, Ronnie Lott cut off his pinky because it was broken. Go back in the game. You see, you know, concussions. Guys get smelling salts. Go back in the game. You're like, oh. You look to the side like, all right, so that's what we're doing today.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we're not just playing football no more. We're putting our lives on the line for this, for our fans, for this win. So now that's where we're going to. And, like, when your quarterback does it, you know, it sets a whole different tone. So,
but you can feel it from your leaders, though. You know, I played with A.J. Hawk. This guy used to get knocked out every game. And it's like, okay, so this is the level. Yeah. Okay, he plays the second half still. Not that we're telling the young, you know, players to do that, but this was the physicality. When you saw your leaders operate this way with that type of toughness as a young guy, as another guy, fellow teammate, you know it's time to crank it up.
Well, that was a huge win, obviously, because we extend the season. We cut the season short for the Jaguars. I want to get into the second segment. We're going to talk about the coach of the year just briefly. But the Jaguars had a solid season. I thought they were a good team. They had eight losses coming into the game. If you remember me talking last week, six of those eight losses were by one score. They were a team that showed up in a weak AFC South and became the cream of the crop of that and put a fight. You know, if Patrick doesn't go down with an injury, that game is not a 7-point game. But give props to Chad Henne.
Yeah.
Anything's possible, anytime, whatever way you want to say it, because he showed up and I got a chance to interview him after the game. And it's just refreshing to see a guy that's a pro. Mm. I mean, a 15-year guy that doesn't get much opportunities, only had two pass attempts, hadn't had a completion all year, minimal opportunities on the field, and steps in on the 2-yard line, drives the team 98 yards. Credit to Eric Bieniemy, to Andy Reid, to all the offensive coaches for dialing it in and utilizing his skill set, getting the ball quick out of his hands, implementing the run game in that drive, and being able to capitalize. I think that was probably as demoralizing to the Jaguars as anything else in the game.
That
if you've been on that side where you knock the quarterback out and you're like, oh, yes.
You salivate.
Yes. Okay, we got this other guy in. He's definitely not the MVP like Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And then he moves the ball down your field and down your throat and scores a touchdown on the drive. And you're like, dang.
Yeah.
Like, now what we going to do?
Like, they're just better than us as a team.
We just got to hope for the best after this. So, yeah, it was a great win, great opportunity, a great fan, great experience.
Also, I think it was really a shout out to Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy. You know, it's like for them guys, they really got to show off. You know, when you got Patrick Mahomes, he's going to get a lot of the love because deservingly so. But on that drive, specifically in the middle of the game, without a ton of time to prep, those guys still put together a masterful drive, and Chad Henne executed it.
Yeah, you definitely got to give props to the coaching, Matt Nagy as well, that they were able that you recognize, and this is where the Chiefs fans and the Chiefs kingdom should be really proud. You recognize that you have an extremely well coached team, all around, and that hasn't always been able to be said around here and in a lot of cities. So a lot of teams, the other, I'd say 25-ish of the other teams, maybe even more, would love to have this kind of presence and the leadership that we have. All right, when we come back, we're going to go into some hot takes, spitfire takes around the league, as well as maybe chat about these coaches a little bit more.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber, Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
My name is D. Nice.
Looking to pass the football, throws it in the middle, pass is cut, touchdown Kansas City, touchdown Chiefs, Danan Hughes, took the bullet over the middle from Steve Bono.
First and 10 for the Chiefs at the 14 of the Steelers,
halfback pass, Marcus Allen right side, touchdown Kansas City, Danan Hughes from Marcus Allen.
Expert analysis, news and views. From Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
This so-called number one defense in the NFL that hadn't played anybody during the last part of the season, and we showed who was the best team on this field and deserved to host another AFC.
D-Nice.
Julio, we got to make some adjustments. That's got to change to 5 straight AFC championships at Arrowhead Stadium, GEHA Field. 5 straight. That's old. I got to get with B-Dub. We got to make some edits in there. Throwing 5 straight because that's where we are right now. Chiefs fans, we are amidst a run unheard of in NFL history to host 5 straight AFC championship games. We have that on tap this week and just over 48 hours, I guess. Yeah. Maybe around 60 hours or so. Yeah. That's where we'll be. So, and we are back as I spoke about during the first quarter of the show. We got the ultimate bullpen arm coming in for Sean Barber being missing, and Desmond Moses is here with us. And Desmond, we got the phone lines, text lines open, 913-586-7610. So hit us up. I see you, Dan, Melvin. We'll get to y'all in the next segment. But this segment is the Hot Fire Takes. So I'm going to put some put some weight on your shoulders now to come strong with a Hot Fire Take. The ultimate judge back there is Julio. He can be swayed sometimes. I seen Barbershop slip him a few dollars underneath the door, and he gives me the wah-wah-wah, but he probably going to take it easy on you. But shoot your shot.
Well, I just read something. It was talking about one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL right now. They compared Josh Allen to Kirk Cousins 2.0. This guy was just in the running for the MVP race just a few weeks ago, you know, talking about the one of the young, talented arms in the National Football League. Obviously, there's a top tier, in my opinion, of young quarterbacks. I wouldn't even call them young anymore. Successful, you know, the now version of the quarterbacks. Obviously, the Tom Brady's are leaving.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, these guys are retiring, but with Josh Allen, obviously Joe Burrow, and then the king of the helm right now, Patrick Mahomes, a lot of people have some strong opinions about this, but that's my order, Danen. Where do you have these guys lined up?
So what you're saying is that everybody needs to slow their roll on elevating these cats, that just because they compete at a high level doesn't put them in top tier, and definitely not in the conversation with Patrick Mahomes. You can say 100%. Joe Burrow because of what he's done over these last 2 years, but you know, also let's remember the first year of Joe Burrow, and just because he beat us three straight times doesn't necessarily automatically do it, but I would put him there. But then there are some other guys that, whether it's the Justin Herberts and everybody else, that's always
being elevated.
Yeah.
He's slipping on my list.
Let's be real. We know around this Chiefs kingdom that Patrick Mahomes is the elite of the elite.
100%.
But these other guys, there's not a close second.
No. The NFL tries to create these stories, I think, so they have these narratives going into the week, you know, and try to put these guys up against one another. But in reality, Patrick Mahomes, and we talked a little bit about Joe Burrow, you know, not a good week to give him some kudos, but these guys have that it factor, that look in their eye when the game is on the line. These guys lock in, and it seems like they get better in that crunch time.
Salivating.
You know something's going to happen. You just don't know what they're going to do.
Exactly. All right, Julio. Julio must be in a good mood. All right, so my hot fire take this week, I got a couple of them. One, Dez, you can see I got some props with me. I got I wore something different today to the show.
He's in a hard hat, y'all.
Got a hard hat on. If you follow me on Twitter or Instagram, follow me on Twitter at DAHughesGuy83 or on Instagram at Danen Hughes, and you see the picture of me up against the mic with my hard hat. Brought my lunch pail, true lunch pail.
I'm posting it right now.
You hear that metal? That's a hard hat and lunch pail. Like I'm going to the mines after this. I'm going on a oil tanker for weeks at a time because I feel like this week is not about talk. It's about being about it. It's about bringing your lunch pail to work, and that's where this team needs to be. Yeah, we got a little bit talking back with Willie Gay Jr. and his comments, but for the most part, all the talk, all the flossing, all the flexing has come from Cincinnati, calling Arrowhead Burrowhead, and I mentioned this in the first quarter. So it's a hard hat, lunch pail week to me. I feel like this is the mindset that you got to have if you're a Chief player and a Chief fan, is coming to the stadium, bring your hard hat, because it's going to be a full day of work, full 60 minutes. It ain't going to be about talking. It's about body slamming and throwing bodies and making plays. And that's where we are this week. I feel like the mindset has to flip into a different mode that maybe we haven't had in a while.
100%. Kansas City got to be thinking get back. You know, there's a couple of teams that when you see them come up on your schedule, it's
highlight,
it's
circle, asterisk.
Put your hard hat on, get your lunch pail, because it's going to be one of those type of days. A team that doesn't necessarily fear you, and you don't want them to.
Yeah.
You want to go out and look them square in the eye and kick the tail.
So, you know, I'm a movie guy. I know you've seen the movie Harlem Nights.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, Red Fox.
A little before my time, but yeah.
Oh, see, now you're going to date me now, see? You throw that in there. Jersey Cat. All right. So in that movie, you remember one of the pivotal scenes was Della Reese fighting Eddie Murphy.
Right.
And to me, there's a statement in that fight. It was comedy, but there's a statement in that fight that is like a life lesson and a sports lesson.
Okay.
When she was throwing haymakers at him, when she had him down before he hit her, not to give it away for people, hopefully everybody's seen this, but before he hit her with the garbage can top, she was throwing haymakers. And what was she saying? You are going to learn to respect me. And while throwing it, all throwing hooks, right?
100%.
That's the mindset you got to have on the football field this week is like, okay, y'all done shown that you don't respect us. I'm not saying I don't respect you, but I ain't saying it.
Right.
You got to earn my respect. But now what I'm going to do to you in these 60 minutes,
you're going to respect
me. That's the smack. That's the smack that I want to see from the broadcast booth. Yeah. And I think that's the mindset that the players got to have.
I think they will have it. You know, this has been a long time coming. They hear all the chirping. They hear the media talk about how, you know, Kansas City's been struggling versus this team, 0-3 versus this team in 2022. Kansas City doesn't care nothing about that. Right now, they're the obstacle in the road, and Kansas City's finna get to work.
That's my hot take, Julio. Thank you. I'm back on top. Top of the world, Craig. Top of the world. All right, when we come back, we got Dan, Melvin, we got the text lines firing up. We're gonna tackle those next.
This is Players Only with Damon Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
And he gets buried. He gets destroyed by Sean Barber.
I like the edit.
Seems like yesterday we used to rock the show.
I'll be missing you, Barbershop. Excellent, excellent.
That's the jam, though.
Yeah, that is the jam. Barbershop is not here. For any listeners that just are tuning in, Sean Barber is not in attendance, so we had to cut short his intro and add in a little extra juice. So, Barbershop, I know you listen often. There you go, man. You're still on our minds, but you ain't here. So, Desmond is here. We're going to make an intro for Desmond.
Let's go.
Because Barbershop be tardy to the party, and now he's out. There you go. All right, we are back. Halftime's over of the show. We have this segment where we're going to the phone lines, the text lines. I see a couple from the 913. Josh Allen is reckless. Yes, he is. Quick question, 913. Do players get paid for the bye week? I think now, to answer your question, now they do. I believe they got paid like $41,000 each for even the players that had the bye and didn't play or didn't play in the wild card round.
Oh, you're talking in the playoffs?
Yeah, in the playoffs.
I don't think so.
Back in the day, I don't think we did.
Yeah.
I think I had a bye once or twice in 95, 97. and we did not get, I don't believe we got paid while everybody else was playing. So you got 1 week of work and practice and everything. And if we got paid, it was less than who was playing.
Yeah.
And now they get paid equally. So if you played in the wild card round, you got paid. And if you got the bye, you got paid.
That's
so,
fair, though. You shouldn't lose some bread because you
or work
you
for free.
Well, yeah.
You guys still got to go to work. You got to play the next week. All right, Dan in KC, what you got?
Hey, Damon. Hey, Desmond. How you doing? Yeah, it was five straight AFC titles. How about any, Damon? 98 yards. And how about the Patrick coming back into the game in the second half with a jump pass to Scantling? Now I'm getting ready to get fired up now, Damon. The Bengals have been talking smack all week long. And Mike Kilton last night calling Burrowhead, Arrowhead, Burrowhead. Let him keep talking. And now the mayor's doing it too, Damon. Let's get fired up. I think the Chiefs are going to pound those Bengals into the ground, Damon, on Sunday night. I wish the game was tonight. Let's go to the Super Bowl. Thank you, yourself, guys.
Appreciate you, Dan.
Thanks. Let's go.
Dan, for all the new listeners, is that jolt of energy comes strong each and every week. We appreciate that. Love the energy, Dan. Definitely. We're going to make them pay this week.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, Melvin, Mission, what you got?
Hey, Dan, thanks for the call. I had to regroup because you and Desmond kind of hit on my thoughts, so I had to regroup. But what I've noticed, like the first couple of years, Lamar was a threat to Patrick. Then Josh, the next couple of years, Josh Allen was a threat to Patrick. Now it seems like it's Joe Burrow is a threat to Patrick. And I guess the next couple of years will be Justin Herbert once he gets organized. But, like everybody's been saying, Cincinnati's been doing a lot of talking. The last one that did this talking was Shaq Barrett, Tampa Bay. And you see what we did to them. And the narrative that everybody is missing, everybody's talking about the 49ers. When they're the number one defense when we played them. Mm-hmm. We went out there to Palo Alto, and we put 44 on that number one defense. So everybody's, ignoring the Chiefs and what they do offensively. And so I think this might be the year when we win our second Super Bowl. And I like the way the Chiefs are playing. Just be low-key and let everybody else do their talking, like they said. Walk softly and carry your big stick.
There you go.
See you next week. All right.
Appreciate you, Melvin. Thanks for calling in. We got Big Jax. Big Jax. Jax,
my guy.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on, bro?
What's up, man?
Oh, man. Good, man. Good to hear you, Desmond.
Yeah, likewise.
Right on, bro. So, you know what, man? Cincinnati has every right to talk all they want to. Because they came in here, they beat the Chiefs three times in a row, one of those times in their house to go to the Super Bowl, and here we are again. So my thing is, it's not rocket science. It's not easy, but it is simple. Three things they got to do this week to win. Number one, eliminate mistakes, both turnovers and penalties. Number two, run the ball. let's put this running game and make it what it needs to be. And number three, they got to get Joe Burrow on the ground. They can't hurry him. They can't rush him. They have to sack him on the ground. If they at least get 3 to 5 sacks, they'll walk away. His AFC chance will be back in the bowl, baby. So, hey, man, I appreciate your time, bro. I'll holler at y'all.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Jax. Thanks,
Jax. Yeah, I might use that on Saturday, on Sunday show, I mean.
With your keys, right?
Yeah, keys to victory, yep. Man. I like that, Jax.
Yep. Desmond, for everybody listening out there, does an outstanding job on KCTV5 with the pregame show, so you can check him out each and every Sunday. They're putting together plays, breaking down plays, breaking down the matchups, et cetera. So check him out there. I agree with two of your keys. I will say that one of them a little bit outside of the spectrum.
Which one?
And I think it's talking about the run game.
Okay.
So
you don't think we need it?
Well, I think we need it. Okay. But here's my point in the run game. Every time we run the ball, the best player in the NFL doesn't have the ball.
Right.
So the biggest situation and issue and challenge that you have with Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid is how often do you not want the best player in the league to have the ball?
I have to respectfully disagree with you on that one, only because, especially now this week with Patrick dealing with an injury, his mobility will be a question. I think having that balance as far as the run game, pass game, play action, and keeping the defense off balance will keep Patrick out of those dangerous situations physically.
So you think, so if we ran the ball, and I don't know how many times we ran, I don't have my notes in front of me last week. Are you thinking five more times this week? If we average NFL game is 65 plays.
Right.
Right? So 65 plays. How many plays would quench your desire for the run game?
I need to see 25 to 28.
Okay,
you know?
25 to 28.
And that includes a couple carries for my guy McKinnon. He's playing at a really high level. Mm-hmm. But you also got to consider there's going to be 5 to 10 more plays, versions of runs for Andy Reid, whether it's a shovel pass, whether it's a screen pass, where he'll get the same type of action and get those linemen out in front.
And to me, that's also, I don't think a lot of fans and a lot of people recognize the bubble screens, the shovels, and all those are listed as passes, but they are designed to do the same thing as a run. Yep. Spread the defense, force linebackers like yourself to look sideways, and then while you're looking sideways with all the action, that's when we gash you down the middle with a run play or with a play to Travis Kelce down the middle of the field. So there's a method to the madness in regards to the game plan, the offensive approach, and sometimes it doesn't show up in the stats as 18 runs for 120 yards.
Right.
In reality, those are 25 runs.
Yeah.
They were just six passes or seven passes that are really like runs.
And McKinnon's had two or three of them this year. Harmon had a few. Tony's had a few where these guys are just catching passes, and Patrick loves it. You know, it's a safe pass for him, but the yards count just the same.
Absolutely. We got Big T, Shawnee. What's going on, Big T?
Hey, you guys. Thanks for taking my call, man. Nice. Good job tonight. You know, I like hearing the players' perspective, and, you know, you don't realize, you know, what you're talking about when these guys get paid just that low amount of money for playoff games. So I like hearing that information. You know, so they're calling Arrowhead Burrowhead. And I think they're kind of right about that, because when our defensive line is done with him on Sunday, they're going to burrow his head into the Arrowhead first.
I like that. You caught me off guard with that one, Big T. I like it.
You
punk ass little mole. You know, he looks like the guy from Home Alone. And they were saying, you know, when he was a kid, he was scared of Lord Voldemort from Lord of the Rings. Well, we're all going to be, how about we all just dress up in mask of Lord Voldemort and he'll just freak out and throw the ball on every play?
Send out the memo.
But, you know, our MVP, Pat Mahomes, the king of sling, the best trigger man in the league. You notice how he just keeps his mouth shut because he speaks louder with his actions on the field. And I just believe come Sunday, you know, Arrowhead, it's just so disrespectful that they have us an underdog. And then it's swung back finally today because of the betting. But, you know, I just kind of feel like, this guy, just don't undersell him. And you know, when the action's all said and done, you know, Travis Kelce, he's just a beast. I like the running game.
Yep.
We're going to be victorious. And then, you know, I just want to leave you with this. They're known in for Oktoberfest to do the chicken dance. Well, that's all you need to know. They're a bunch of bawk, 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 bawk. Let's go out and kick some Bengal ass on Sunday. And as always, let's go Chiefs.
There you go, Big T. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I love that energy as well, and I agree. We can definitely change the narrative, make some noise, make them pay for the disrespect. At this point, to me, like, there's nothing more needed to be said. So the text line, what do we got? Here's what we got from the 816. What's up, Dana? It's Rhino reaching out to the players to hearing the Bengals call Burrowhead. I think the players have handled it very well, have said the right things, and you can tell they are laser-focused, Rhino, in the job at hand this Sunday. So, yeah, it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great, really competitive game. If you remember, all three matchups have been within 3 points, or all 3 points, and at least two of the three I can remember where we made a mistake and opened the door. Travis Kelce with the fumble. We had the interception in overtime, or two interceptions by Patrick Mahomes last year in the AFC Championship, but specifically the one in overtime that opened the door for them to kick the game-winning field goal. So, and then we did not in turn force any mistakes or turnovers or big hits on their quarterback, dislodging the ball from a ball carrier, et cetera. We allowed Samaje Perine to run for over 100 yards earlier this year. So they got a great complement of weapons, and we're going to have to step our entire game up this week. So from the 480, before we go to break, what's up, players only? Is the bulletin board material mean anything to players, or is just media circus thing?
Heck yeah. You hear that stuff. And sometimes coaches even use it. They'll bring that stuff right into the locker room and let you know, say, hey, roll the clip.
Here's
what this guy's talking about. Here's what they're saying about you. You know, because as a coach, you want to motivate your players however you can. And sometimes it's hard to get these, you know, really rich guys up to play a football game, rarely in the playoffs. But this definitely doesn't help for the Bengals.
Well, we, as players in the locker room, you're always trying to tap into something extra.
Yeah.
Like it could be a family member sick, a death in your family. You're trying to dedicate your play for your family, a friend. You see disrespect from the other team. Maybe one of your teammates got hurt in a previous week.
I've been there.
I mean,
might be a dirty hit, a dirty
whatever
play
it
earlier
is.
On.
And how coaches add to that is these type of things. They'll show you the clip. They'll make sure somebody else is talking about it in the locker room. Maybe a PR guy is spreading the word so the coaches aren't. So there's a method to the madness to try to get you to that next level. So bulletin board material does mean stuff. Doesn't mean that they don't, if there is no bulletin board material, that guys take it lightly, but it does mean when it is prevalent, guys take it to heart. All right, with that, we are going to the fourth quarter of the show. We got to talk about a little bit more about this matchup and maybe get a few more keys to this Chiefs AFC championship win and the opportunity to go to the promised land in Glendale, Arizona. We'll talk more about that next.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
We are back in the building. We got about 7 minutes left or so to wrap up this show, this edition, AFC Championship edition of Players Only. I believe this is our fifth year on air as Players Only during the AFC Championship. So we may have to rename the show from Players Only to AFC Championship Players Only, because obviously, Desmond, we must bring the extra juice to the team. We are just as much of a factor of this Chiefs team getting to the AFC Championship as Andy Reid. No, I'm only kidding.
We like to think so anyway.
We appreciate the callers and the text line chiming in over this last segment. There was a few extra ones that I wanted to get to from the 785. It was a pretty long text, but ultimately what he was asking is if a half-injured or a partial-injured Patrick Mahomes beats Joe Burrow, does that mean that Joe Burrow is overrated? I don't think so.
No.
I think Joe Burrow, to me, has elevated himself past Josh Allen, like you mentioned,
for sure,
past Justin Herbert, past Aaron Rodgers, like past the great quarterbacks in the league of the past, and he's a number two behind Patrick Mahomes. Now, his numbers aren't number two-esque.
You said one name there that I just can't agree with now.
You saying A-Rod?
Watch out now. That's my guy. A-Rod is still –
think he's still up there?
Oh, man. I mean, he didn't have any weapons, you know, any coordination with his coordinators.
That's his fault, though. We talked about that last week. You don't show up all offseason, and you got a rookie first rounder, another rookie early rounder in Dobbs.
I can agree with that.
And then you expect some magic just because you participate in training camp.
I think Aaron Rodgers.
But you still think he's number two.
Yeah, he still gets my nod at number two.
All right.
But
2B? Is Burrow 2B?
Burrow's 2B for all sure. Right. He's definitely 2B, man. He got that Tom Brady look in his eye when I watch his game. Watch how he operates in those late quarters. Watch how he makes those same special plays. He has it, and I like it. Just not for the Saturday.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Sunday, right? All right, so we got the matchup. Desmond, I want to pick your brain first about the overall matchup. We've been talking about Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. Now, those guys are not be on the field together. So it's kind of a dynamic that even though we say it's quarterback versus quarterback, it's quarterbacks versus the defenses.
Right.
So from a defensive perspective – and then a complete team perspective, and then I want your prediction, score, and everything.
Yeah. Well, this will be a close one. You know, I think, obviously, Joe Burrow has some built-in confidence playing against this team before, having some success against this defense. But I think this is a better Kansas City defense. The front four, these guys are playing like men right now. Chris Jones, obviously the season he's having from an interior lineman. You know, he even got Frank Clark on the board. You know, these guys are coming together. Karloftis is putting a lot of pressure on quarterbacks. I believe they were number three in the league in sacks. So this is a good sign for Kansas City. Then you got the second level, a young guy like Nick Bolton. You know, he's playing all-time organizational tackle in the season leader. Special. You need a staple in the middle to stop a guy like Joe Burrow and in the back end. I think that's where there's some question mark for me. Obviously, Snead is a special player in that front, but I think Joe Burrow just has the confidence, his receivers versus defensive backs of Kansas City one-on-one. So I think that's going to be a matchup to watch this game. Outside of that, you know, Patrick Mahomes is going to do what he does, nicked up or not, even if he's 80%, man, you want Patrick Mahomes out there to run your quarterback.
And what's your score prediction?
Final score, we got 21-27 Kansas City.
Okay.
Chiefs.
So 27-21,
yes,
good
sir.
Guys.
Good guys.
All right. So, yeah, I think from a big picture perspective, yes, the hot team right now is the Bengals.
Yeah.
The way they dismantled the Bills, the way they got to the, you know, maybe the odds against them. Some people think they got the short end of the stick in regards to getting into the playoffs and not having that number two seed because the rules changed. They changed the rules on the spot where normally because they were winning in that game, they should have gotten the win and then they would have been the two seed. Then they would have hosted Buffalo at home. So they answered all that by beating Buffalo handily on their home field. But I feel like you mentioned, this Chiefs defense has really stepped up. What they've done in regards to hitting quarterbacks, sacking quarterbacks, number two in the league in sacks, a top team in hurries and hits. There's a few stats that jump out in regards to what this Chiefs team has done, how well they've been defensively on third down, what they've actually accomplished in the red zone. So, like, the Chiefs know that the matter at hand is scoring touchdowns.
Yeah.
They know that the Bengals are going to come in. They're going to roll the dice at times. There might be minimal punts, especially if you get near the midfield. If anything is at fourth and four or less, you may see them go for it. Because what you accomplish, and this is a decision that Zach Taylor will have to deal with, as well as Andy Reid, is how often do you want to give the opposing quarterback the ball?
Right.
Versus, and how much of a benefit is it that if you can drop a punt on the 10-yard line, but he still has the ball,
right,
versus going for it on fourth down, and if you don't get it, he got the ball at the 50. Right. Like, you know that these quarterbacks are so special that 90 yards, 40 yards, 50 yards,
it doesn't matter. That's
one play. May not make a difference. And you don't want to get caught being conservative and allowing another team to put pressure on your defense for another 12 to 15 play drive, moving the ball down the field and ultimately putting points on the board.
And the second piece of that is turnovers. You know, that could have the same effect. Kansas City can't turn the ball over, give Joe Burrow and those guys extra possessions, especially late in the game, because that's the type of plays that could turn this thing. But I think Kansas City will be the team that makes that late game turnover.
Yep.
And goes out and win this big game.
So I'm saying my prediction, one, Nostradanin has just shown up in the building. My prediction, we are going to cause a turnover on special teams.
Okay.
We are going to cause at least two other turnovers, maybe a strip sack or a tip ball that's an interception. And we will win this game 33-24. Good guys, go to Glendale, Arizona for the third Super Bowl trip in 4 years. That's my prediction. Hold me to it. We'll be back next week, regardless, on Thursday, talking about this game, this win, and this next opportunity. For Desmond, for the Absent Barbershop, for my man Julio, I am Danan Hughes. We'll talk to y'all next week. Go Chiefs. Peace.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.